Continuing with the tour of Mahaprabhu on his way to Jagannath Puri. Now he's going to meet Ramchandra Khan. This is text 85. Dandavatahaya padila padetale Prabhura nahika bhaya premananda jale. Ramchandra Khan fell at Mahaprabhu's feet, but Mahaprabhu was in internal consciousness, shedding tears of ecstatic love. Ha ha, Jagannath! Prabhu boli ghan ghan, prativite padi ghan kariye krandan. Apparently, Mahaprabhu didn't even notice that this zamindar, this local king, had arrived in his palanquin and fell before him. Garanga fell to the ground and cried profusely while repeatedly exclaiming, "O Jagannath, O Jagannath!" Dekhiya Prabhura Arti Ramachandra Kanna Antare Vidirna Haila Sajanera Prana. Seeing Garanga in such distress, Ramchandra Khan, his gentle heart, Sajan Pran, his gentle heart became shattered. Kon matye artira nahi samvaran kandeyare mata chinte manman. Ramchandra was crying as he thought, "There's no way to check the grief of this person." Chibhuvani hina ache deki se krandan vidirna haya kashta pashaneraman. Anyone within the three worlds after seeing such crying of Mahaprabhu does not become agitated must have a heart of stone or wood. Kichustira hai vai kuntera chudamani jignasila ramachandra kanere kitumi. After cooling down, becoming pacified, the Vaikuntha Chudamani Gauranga, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha, inquired from Ramchandra Khan, "Ketumi, who are you?" Sambrame kariya danda vatta karajod Bali Prabhu dasana dasa munitara. Folding his hands with awe and reverence, Ramchandra replied, "O Lord, I am a servant of your servant." Tavishesha sarvaloke lagila kahite e adhikari prabhu dakshina urajite. Everyone told Mahaprabhu he's an administrator. He's a dakshin raj. He's in charge of the southern province. Prabhu bali tumi adhikari bharabala nilachale amije kimate sakala. Mahaprabhu said, "That's good, you're a administrator. Tell me how I can quickly reach Nilachala." Wahaye ananda dhara kahite kahite nilachala chandra bali padila bhumite. As Garanga spoke, tears of love poured from his eyes. Falling to the ground, Gaur exclaimed, "O Nilachala Chandra!" Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Swami Jaya Jagannath, Nilachala Chandra Amar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Nilachala Chandra Amar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Ramachandra Kanabali Shunamahashai Jay Agyatamarsai Kartavya Nishai Sabe Prabhu Kaijache Vishama Samai Se Deshe E Deshe Keha Patta Nahiwai Rajara Trishula Punti Jache Stane Stane Patika Paile Jashu Balilaya Prane. Kondik dia va patan lukai ya tahate dharana prabhus shuna manadhya muni se naskara eta kara morabhara nagali paile age samshaya mara tatapio jekte kene prabhu mora nai jeto mora agyataha karimu nishchaye jati pran dana kene moharana jai aji ratri toma patai mu sarvatai Ramchandra spoke to the Lord, "Listen, Mahashaya, it is my duty to do whatever you order. But the political situation is very tense in this area right now. There is no travel between my state and the neighboring state. The king's men have booby-trapped the road with sharp spears." It's kind of a primordial landmines. "If they happen to find a traveler, they accuse him of being a spy and they execute him on the spot. Spears as sharp as needles were planted in different parts of the road so that inimical people could not enter each other's territory. The idea was that when the enemy army would advance to attack, their feet would be pierced by those sharp spears. Kondikndiya, oh Lord, listen carefully. I'm apprehensive about which way I can send you in a secret. I am the army commander and I oversee this area. If I am caught helping you, I will be in trouble. Still, O Lord, I will somehow or other certainly fulfill your request. If you kindly accept me as your servant, then you and your associates will kindly take your meal with me today. I am prepared to lose my caste, life, and wealth, but I will certainly help you cross the border tonight. Shuniya hoila suki, Vaikunthera nath, hasitani karilena, shubha drishti pat. Shubha drishti. On hearing the words of Ramchandra Khan, the administrator of the southern province, Vaikunthanath Gauranga smiled and glanced mercifully on Ramchandra. Drishtimatra tanra sarva bhandakshaya kari brahmana ashrame rahi lena gorahari. Gorahari freed Ramchandra from all material bondage by his merciful glance, and then the Lord went to stay in that brahmana's house. Brahman mandire haila parama mangal pratyaksha paila sarva sukritirafal. Thus that Brahman's house became sanctified by the presence of Mahaprabhu, and he directly perceived the fruits of his past pious deeds. Parama mangala. Nana jatne drida bhakti yoga chittahan prabhura randan vipra karilena gya. The brahmana's heart filled with devotion, great determination, drida bhakti, very firm devotion, and he began to cook for Lord Chaitanya with great care. Name seta kura matra karena bhojan nijaveshi avakasha na yekakshan. Gauranga ate only as a matter of formality. He was so absorbed in his own internal mood, nija veshe avakash, his own ecstatic internal mood, they could not be diverted even for a moment. Purport. When palatable foods were brought before Gaurasundar, at the house of Ramchandra Khan, Sri Mahaprabhu ate only in name. Gaurasundar was overwhelmed with love for Krishna, accepted food offered by Ramchandra Khan out of formality. Bhiksha kari prabhu priya Varga Santoshart Niravadi Prabhura Bhojan Paramart. Mahaprabhu ate only for satisfaction of his beloved devotees. The Lord's bhojan, or food, always consisted only of spiritual foodstuffs. Externally, Mahaprabhu accepted foodstuff on the pretext of begging alms, was simply to deceive ordinary people, the material world. But from the spiritual viewpoint, Mahaprabhu's pastime of accepting food consisted only in honoring Bhagavat Prasad. Mahaprabhu never displayed any pastime of accepting anything other than Krishna Prasad. Mahaprabhu personally displayed the pastime of chanting 1 lakh of names of Krishna. And he would first offer any food cooked by a so-called Brahmin to Krishna, then honor it. Mahaprabhu's enacting this pastime of accepting, he demonstrated the spiritual principle that Krishna never accepts anything offered by a person who does not chant 100,000 names. Exalted devotees chant 1 lakh of names daily and do not accept anything other than the remnants of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. Therefore, the remnants of Mahaprasad that has been relished by devotees are certainly spiritual foodstuffs. Food that has not been offered to the Lord should be rejected like stool and urine. Verse 109. Visheshe chalila jay avari jaganate name se bhojan prabhu kari se haite. En route to Puri, Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu ate only out of formality. This is one of the Lord's wonderful pastimes, to please his dear devotees by giving so-called brahmanas the qualification to serve him. Niravadi Jagannatha Prati Arti Kari Aisena Sabapat Apana Pasari. For the entire journey, Mahaprabhu anxiously prayed to Jagannath, and he forgot himself. Kare Bali Ratri Dina Patra Sanchar Kiva Jala Kiva Stala Kiva Parapar Kichunai Jane Prabhu Dubi Premaras Priya Varga Rake Niravadi Rahi Pash Jaya Vesha Mahaprabhu Karena Prakash Tahase Kahite Pari Bine Bedabhyas Ishwarera Charitra Bujite Shaktikar Kakana Ki Rupe Krishna Karena Vihar. Mahaprabhu was oblivious to everything as he drowned in the mellows of ecstatic love. Dubi Premarase. Gauranga did not know whether it was day or night. Ratri Dina Patera Sanchara. And he didn't know whether he had crossed a river or he was walking over water or through water. Who other than Veda Vyas can describe the ecstasy that Mahaprabhu manifested? Who can understand the Supreme Lord's characteristics, Ishvara Charitra? And who can understand when and how Krishna performs his pastimes? Kare va karinarti, kandena va kare, he marva janite, nityananda shakti dare. Only Nityananda has the shakti to understand why Gauranga lamented and cried. Nija bhakti rase dubi, vaikuntera rai. Apana na jane prabhu apana lilai. The king of Vaikuntha Rai, drowned in the mellows of his own bhakti, Nija Bhakti Ras Sedube. He enacted the pastime of forgetting himself. Apane Jagannatha Bhavenad Apane Kariya Arti Laujayena Jane. Mahaprabhu meditated on his own form as Jagannath and exhibited lamentation to teach others. Jagannath Bhav. He was in Jagannath Bhav. Jadi kripa dristina karina jiva prati. Tavi karachitane janite shakati. Nityananda adi sava priya vargalaya. Bojana karite prabhu vasilena gya. Mahaprabhu did not glance mercifully on the living entities. Who would have the power to know him? Mahaprabhu sat down to eat with his dear associates, headed by Nityananda. Kichumatrana Prabhu Parigraha Kari Utilena Hunkara Kariya Gorahari Avishtahaila Prabhu Kariyachaman Katadura Jagannath Bale Ganagan. Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed as he washed his hands and mouth and repeatedly asked, Dur Jagannath, Kitna Dur, how far? Katadur, how far is it? How far is it to Jagannath? How much more do we have to go? Mukunda lagila macha kirtana karite, harambila vaikuntara ishvara nachite. As soon as Mukunda began kirtan, Vaikuntha Ishvara Chaitanya began to dance. Punyavanta jata jata chatra bhogavasi. Sabe deke nityakari vaikuntha vilasi. Ashru kampa hunkara pulak stamba karma. Katahayad ke jane sevi karera marma. All the pious people of Chatrabhog, the village, watch Karanga, enjoy pastimes in Vaikuntha. Who enjoys pastimes in Vaikuntha as he danced. Who can understand the mystery of Gaura's display of transformations of ecstatic love? Prima Vikar. Crying, shivering, roaring, hair standing in end, becoming stunned and perspiring. Kiva se adbhuta naya nera prema dhar, bhajrama se jehena gangara avatar. Pakadiya nritya karite nayana chute jal tahate lokasnan karila sakal ihare sakahi prema maya avatar he shakti chaitanya chandra bine nahyar he mate gila ratri tritiya prahar sirihai lina prabhu Sri Gaura Sundar. The wonderful streams of tears that flowed from Gauranga's eyes resembled the descent of the Ganga in the monsoon season. Everyone was bathed by the tears from Gauranga's eyes as he twirled around while dancing. That is why Gauranga is described as the incarnation of love. Prema avatar, prema my avatar, Gauranga ki. No one other than Chaitanya Chandra has such power. After 9 hours of the night passed away, Sri Gaura Sundar became pacified. E mate gila ratri tritiya prahar, stira hailena prabhu Sri Gaura Sundar. Sakala lokera chite jena kshanak prai sabara nistara haila chaitanya kripai. Everyone there thought that hardly a moment had passed during that 9 hour night. Thus everyone was delivered sabara nistara by the kripa of Chaitanya. Henai samaye kahe Ramchandra Khan, Noka Sigatte Prabhu Haila Vidyaman. Ramchandra arrived and said, O Prabhu, there's a boat waiting for you at the ghat. Tatakshane Hari Bali, Sri Gaura Sundar, Utilena Giya Prabhu Nokara Upar. Sri Gaura Sundar merely chanted the name of Hari and sat in the boat. Shivadristye lokere vidaya diagare chalilena prabhu nila chala nijapure. Gauranga casts his Shubhadristi, his auspicious glance on everyone, and sent them home. Then he departed for his own abode of Nilachala. Prabhuragaya Sri Mukunda Mahashai Kirtana Karina Prabhu Nokaya Vijay. Taking the order of Gauranga, Mukunda Mahashai began to perform kirtan as Gauranga boarded the boat. Aboda. Aboda Navika Bali. Haila Samshai. Bujilana Ajiara Prana Nairai. The foolish boatman, Aboda Navika, says, I have a lot of doubts. I think we will not survive the day. He's making so much noise, he's attracting all the tigers and the dagoids. Kulete utile wage laia palai jalite padile kumbi rete darikai nirantara e panite dakaita fiere pahile dhanapran dui nashakare. If we reach the shore, the tigers will attack us. And if we fall in the water, the crocodiles will eat us. Rogues are constantly moving about in those waters. If they catch anyone, they'll take his wealth and his life. The boatman was full of anxiety because he was worried about imminent destruction by traveling through the forests of Sundarban. It's full of tigers and crocodiles and pirates. They wanted to stop the kirtan so they could move silently and secretly. So the boatman was in great fear because there was danger in the boat, because their noise would attract the pirates and the enemies. There was danger on the land and danger in drowning. And danger of Ramachandra Khan, who he was the boatman, because Ramachandra, if he didn't carry out his order, then Ramachandra would kill him. So he was surrounded by danger. Eteke Javata Udi jara deshe pai, tavat nirabahau sakala gosai. So the boatman said, O Goswami, means Gauranga, until we get to Orissa, can you please be quiet? Sankochao haila sabe, navikera bole, prabhu se basena niravadi prema jale. Hearing the boatman's words, he became somewhat hesitant. Nevertheless, Gauranga continually floated in the waves of waters of ecstatic love. Basena niravadi prema jal. Shanike utila prabhu kariya hunkar savare balena kini baya karakar. After a while, Gauranga stood up and roared loudly, Why are you afraid? Eina samuke sudarshana chakra fure. Vaishnava janera niravadi vigna kare hare. Can't you see we're being escorted by Vishnu's Sudarshan Chakra? He will always remove obstacles faced by Vaishnavas. Kichu chinta nahi kara Krishna sankirtan Tora ki na deka hera file Sudarshan. Mahaprabhu reassured the boatman, the Navikar, don't worry, perform Krishna Sankirtan. Don't you see the Sudarshan Chakra is guarding us? Shunya Prabhuravakye Sarva Bhaktagan Anandela Gila Sabe Karite Kirtan Karite Kirtan. On hearing Mahaprabhu's words, the devotees joyfully began to perform Kirtan, Ananda Kirtan. Blissful kirtan. Vyapadeshi Mahaprabhu Kahena Sabare Niravadi Sudarshana Bhakta Rakshakare. Mahaprabhu used this situation of the boatman's fear of making noise and taught everyone Sudarshan Chakra always protects the devotees. Then the purport, Bhaktisanta Saraswati quotes the Matsya Purana, chapter 11, various verses about how the devotee is protected by the Sudarshan. Arat stita amichatra deva mashas charashaya shishtanam rakshanartaya samstita ritavastushat. The demigods, the months, the signs of the zodiac, and the six seasons are all present in the Sudarshan Chakra to protect those who are well behaved. Text 144. Mahaprabhu speaks. Yepa pishta vaishnavera pakshahimsakari sudarshana agnite se papi puri mari Vishnu chakra sudarshan rakshaka takite kara shakti yache bhakta janere langite. Any sinful person, said Mahaprabhu, who attacks a Vaishnava is burnt to ashes by the fire of Sudarshan. Sudarshan Chakra constantly protects the devotees. When devotees have a protector like Vishnu's Sudarshan Chakra, who has the power to attack them? Narada Pancharatra 1.2.34, it states, Dattva chakram charakshartam na nischinto janardana swayam tam nikitam yati tam drashtum rakshanayacha. Lord Sri Janardan Krishna is not content even after engaging Sudarshan to protect his devotees, so he personally goes there to see and protect them. Hemata Sri Gora Chandra Gopya Kata Dana Kripa Jarese Vujaye Sarvata. Only a person who is favored by Sri Gaurachandra can actually understand his confidential topics. Hena Mate Mahaprabhu Sankirtana Rase Pravesha Hailasi Shiut Kaladeshe. Merged in the mellows of Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan Ras Pravesh. Mahaprabhu entered the kingdom of Orissa. The old name of Orissa was Utkal. Utkal is one kingdom, then Kalinga. And he united and became Orissa, state of Orissa. Shri Utkal Desh. Uttari Lagia Nauka Shri Prayaga Gat Noka Haite Mahaprabhu Utilena Tat. When the boat arrived at Sri Prayagat, Mahaprabhu stepped onto the shore. Pravesha Karila Gora Chandra Odradesh Iha Je Shunaye Se Mbaseye Prema Rase. Anyone hears about Gora Chandra's arrival in Orissa floats in the mellows of ecstatic love. Basaye prema ras. Anande takura orda desha haya para sarvagana sahito haila namaskar. After arriving joyfully in Orissa, Mahaprabhu and his associates offered obeisances. Seistane achitara ganga gatanam tahin gora chandra prabhu Kari Lena Snan. At Ganga Ghat, Gora Chandra took his bath. Yudhishthira Stapita Mahishat Tatiyache Snana Kari Tanre Namas Kari Lena Pache. After taking bath, Mahaprabhu offered obeisances to the deity of Shiva, established there by King Yudhishthira. Orda desha pravesha karila gora chandra ganasaha hailena paramananda. Gora Chandra and his associates were happy to enter Orissa. Eka devastani prabhu tuya sabare apanae chalila prabhu bhiksha kari bare. Mahaprabhu left his associates in one temple and he went out to do bhiksha, beg alms. Jaragare Gya Prabhu Upasana Hai Se Vigraha Dekite Kahara Mohanai. In whoever's house the Lord went to beg, the people became bewildered on seeing his amazingly beautiful form. Anchala Patena Prabhu Sri Gora Sundar Sabe Tandulami Deyena Satwar. As Sri Gaurasundara held out his cloth for begging alms, everyone immediately placed rice in it. Bhakshya Dravya Utkrishta Jaitaki Jare Gare Sabe Santoshayani Dejena Prabhude. They happily offered Mahaprabhu whatever fine edibles they had in their house. Jagatera Anupurna Jai Lakshmi Ranam Se Lakshmi Magaye Janra Para Padme Stan Hina Prabhu Apane Sakala Gare Gare Nyasi Rupe Bhiksha Chale Jiva Danya Kare. The same Lord whose lotus feet are desired by Lakshmi, who is known as Annapurna, the supplier of complete food to the entire universe, personally delivered the living entities on the pretext of begging alms from door to door as a sannyasi. Bhikshakari Prabhu Hai Harshitaman Hailena Jatavasi Achevaktagan. After begging alms, Mahaprabhu became joyful and returned to the temple where his associates were waiting for him. Bhikshadravya Deki Sabe Lagila Hasite Sabe Balena Prabhu Pariba Poshite. When devotees saw the food that Gauranga had collected in alms, they all started laughing. O Lord, you will certainly be able to maintain us. Santoshe Jagananda Karila Randan Sabara Samhati Prabhu Karila Bhojan. Jagarananda cooked with great satisfaction, and the Lord ate in the company of the devotees. Sarvaratri Sei Grame Kari Sankirtan Ushakali Mahaprabhu Karila Gaman. Mahaprabhu and the devotees performed Sankirtan the entire night in that village, then departed early the next morning. Certainly is quite a demanding traveling program. Beg a little food and eat it, then stay up all night, arrive in the village in the evening, stay up all night performing Sankirtan and leave the next morning. I guess sleeping is out of the question. Katadura gele matra dani durachar rakileka dana chahi nadeya jari bar. After traveling some distance, a sinful toll collector stopped them and said they can't proceed without paying the tax. Dekhiya prabhura teja pai lavis mai jignashila tomara hateka lokahai. Struck with wonder seeing Gaura's effulgence, he said, how many people are traveling with you? Prabhu kahi Jagate amara kehanai Amiya kahara nahi kahila nishchai Eka ami dui nahi sakla amara Kahite nayane wahi aviratadhara. Mahaprabhu said, I have no one in this world, and I do not belong to anyone. I will tell you this fact. I am alone with no companion. The entire world is mine. As he spoke this, incessant tears flowed from Gaurachandra's eyes. Dani bale gosai karahat shubatumi esabara dana paile chari divami. The tax collector said, O Gosai, you may go, but I'll let these persons go after they pay some taxes. Of course, in the Lord Gaurasundara's traveling party of six devotees, they had no money. They couldn't pay any taxes. They were just traveling under the protection of Gaurasundara. Shubha Karilena Prabhu Govinda Balaya Katadure Savachari Vasilena Gya. As Mahaprabhu walked down the road chanting Govinda, 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 he left the others behind and sat down in the distance. Savapari Hari Prabhu Karilagaman Hari Shevi Shara Hai Lena Bhaktagan. When Mahaprabhu left everyone and continued on alone, the devotees became despondent in their unhappiness. Dekiya Prabhurati Nirapeksha Kela Anyonye Sarvagane Hasite Lagila. Seeing Gauranga's pastime of complete detachment, Nirapeksha Kela, they all began to laugh among themselves. Bache Prabhu Sabachari Karina Gaman ATK Visharasi Darile Keman. Yet they were unhappy because they feared that the Lord might leave them all and go on by himself. Nityananda Gadadhara, Mukunda, Govinda, Brahmananda, Jagannanda. Nityananda Sava Prabodena Chintanai Ama Sava Charya Na Jayena Gosai. Nityananda solaced everyone. Don't worry, Chintanai. Mahaprabhu will not go anywhere without us. Dani Bali Tomarata Sanyasira Naha Eteke Amare Se Uchita Danadeya. You are not with that sannyasi, so you should pay the proper fees. Katadure Prabhu Sabha Parshada Chariya Henta Matakari Matra Kandena Vasya. After leaving his associates behind, Mahaprabhu sat down some distance away and began to cry, holding his head between his knees. Kashta Pashanadi Dravi Shuni Se Krandan Abhuta Dekhiya Dani Bhave Mane Man. Even wood and stone would melt on hearing the crying of Gauranga. When that toll collector saw that amazing sight, Adbhuta Dekhi, he started thinking within his mind. Dani Balaye Purusha Narakabu Nahi Manushchera Nayane Ki Etadharawahi. This person is not an ordinary human being. How can a human being shed so many tears? Sabare Jignyase Dani Pranati Kariya Ketamara Karaloka Kahata Bongia. The toll collector respectfully inquired from the devotees, "Who are you? Who is your leader? Tell me the truth." Savi Balilena, I Thakur Sabar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam, Shuni Jache Janra. He is the Lord of all, everyone's Thakur. You must have heard his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sabe Unhara Vritya Amara Sakal, Kahite Sabar Anki, Wahi Parijal. We're all his servants. Tears flowed from their eyes as they spoke these words to the tax collector. Dekhiya Sabara Prima Mugda Haila Dani Danira Nayana Dui Wahi Pare Pani. The tax collector became astonished seeing their ecstatic love and tears flowed from his eyes. Even a tax collector started crying. Ate vyate dani giya prabhura charan dandavata hai bale vinayat bachan. Then that tax collector, who was previously considered a demon, he hurriedly went and fell at Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Prabhu Charan, and offered up dandavats, and he humbly spoke, Koti koti janmi jata achila mangal, toma deki aji porna, hahila sakal. Tax collector said, seeing you is a fulfillment of whatever piety I've accumulated in millions of lifetimes. Aparada, Shamakara, Karuna Saga, Chalanilachalagya, Dekaha Satvara. O ocean of mercy, please forgive my offenses. Go quickly to Nilachala and see your Lord. Dani Prati Kari Prabhu, Shubha Drishti Pat, Hari Bali Chalilena Sarva Jiva Nat. After casting his merciful glance, Shubha Drishti, on the tax collector, Mahaprabhu, Sarva Jivanath, the Lord of all living entities, chanted the name of Hari and left. Sabara Karibe Gora Sundaru Dhar, Vina Papi Vaishnava Nindaka Durachar. Gora Sundar will deliver everyone except the sinful, ill-behaved offenders of Vaishnavas. Asura Dravila Chaitanya Ragunanam, Atyanta Dushkriti papi sei nahiman. Even demons were transformed by hearing the qualities and names of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Gun and Nam. Only the most sinful miscreants, Dushkriti papi, do not accept Mahaprabhu. Hena mate nila chale vaikuntara nath. Hai sena sabare kariya dristipat. In this way, Vaikunthanath Gauranga glanced mercifully on everyone as he continued his way to Nilachala, his Nilachala Yatra. Nija prema nande prabhu patta nahi jane ahara nisha suvival prema rasa pane. In his own ecstatic love, Mahaprabhu did not know which way to go. Day and night, Gauranga was overwhelmed from drinking the mellows of ecstatic love. Suvival, extremely overwhelmed and disturbed by Premarasapan, drinking the Premaras. E mate Mahaprabhu, Chaliya asite katadini utarila suvarnare kate. While traveling this way, after a few days, Mahaprabhu arrived at Suvarnarekha River, and all the travelers going to Puri have to cross this river. Suvarnarekhara jala paramanirmal Snana Karilena Prabhu Vaishnavasakal. Gauranga and the Vaishnavas took bath there in the most pure waters of Suvarnarekha River. Snan Kari Suvarnarekha Nadi Danya Kari Chalilena Sri Gora Sundara Narahari. Sri Gora Sundara, who is Lord Hari in the form of a human, made the Suvarnarekha glorious by taking bath in her waters, then continued his journey, Chalilena. Rahila Aneka Pache Nityananda Chandra Samati Tanhara Save Sri Jagadananda. Nityananda, along with Jagadananda, they fell far behind. Katadure Gora Chandra Vasilena Giya Nityananda Sarupera Apeksha Kariya. After going some distance ahead, Gaurachandra sat down to wait for Nityananda Sarup. Chaitanya Veshe Mata Nityananda Rai, Viva Lera Mata Vyavasaya Sarvatai. Nityananda was always restless, intoxicated from his thoughts, absorbed in his thoughts of Chaitanya. Kakana hunkarakare, kakana rodana, shane mahata hasi, hasya, shane vagarjan. Sometimes Nittai roared loudly and cried, laughed loudly, and made thundering sounds, hunkara. Shane va nadira, maje, edena santar, shane sarvange dula, makena apar. Sometimes Nittai would swim into the middle of a river, and sometimes cover his body with dula, dust. Shani vaji achayada kayena primaras, churna hayangahina sarva loka vas. Sometimes in ecstatic love, Nittai would fall so forcefully on the ground that everyone would think his limbs were broken. Apana apani nritya karina kakana talamala karaye prithvi tatashan. Sometimes Nityananda danced all alone, and the earth would sway back and forth. He sakala katatane kichu chitranai avatirna apane ananta mahashai. All such pastimes are not astonishing for Nittai, for he was Lord Ananta appearing in this world, Ananta Mahashai. Nityananda kripayase savashaktihai niravadi gorachandra janhara ridai. All these pastimes were possible by Nityananda's mercy, for Gorachandra constantly resided in his heart. All Shakti. Nityananda Kripa. He had all Shakti. Nityananda Sarupe Tuya Ekastan Chalila Jagarananda Bhiksha Anveshan. While Nityananda waited at one place, Jagarananda went out to beg alms. Takurera danda shi jagat ananda ananda wahe danda tui Nityananda sarupere kahe takurera dande man dio savadan pikshakari amiha asiva ekshan. Sri Jagarananda generally carried Gauranga's danda, sannyas danda. At this time, when he went to beg bhikshu alms, he handed the danda to Nityananda Sarup and said, "Please, Savadan, take care of the Lord's danda. I will return in a few minutes after begging alms." Ate vyate Nityananda danda darikare vasilena se stane vivala antare. With an agitated heart, Nityananda grabbed the danda and sat down there. Danda hate kari hase Nityananda rai danda sahita kata kahina lilai. Holding a danda in his hand, Lord Nityananda laughed, and as a pastime he started speaking to the danda. "Oh hey danda, ami janre wahie riraye se tumare wahibeka Eta yuktanai." "Oh danda, is it not proper that he whom I carry within my heart should carry you?" Nityananda took the danda and said to the danda, "We always carry Sri Krishna, the Lord of the 14 worlds, within our hearts. We are his eternal servants. You are committing an offense by making that Lord your carrier. Therefore, it is most appropriate for us to carry whatever symbols of accepting rules or renouncing restricted things that Sri Krishna in the form of devotee is taken in his hand and on his shoulder. O Danda, do not try to become the Lord of my Lord. Do not engage Mahaprabhu in carrying you anymore. Hey Bali Balarama, Parama Prachand, Felilena Danda Bhangi, Karitina Kand. After speaking in this way to the Danda, the supremely powerful Balaram broke the Danda in three places. Gurusundar had accepted the pastime of pretending to take Ek Danda Sannyas, which the Mayavadis use. Nityananda broke that danda into three pieces, and by that he turned it into a tree danda. He then entrusted the service of carrying that danda to the servants of Gauranga. Sri Baladev Prabhu Nityananda transformed the ekadanda of the sannyasi dress Sri Chaitanya Dev into a tree danda to reveal that the impersonalist acceptance of ekadanda, which is a symbol of Mayavad, and the current and former practices of accepting sannyas in the Shuddhadvaita disciplic succession are not approved by the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Without becoming a Tri Dandi, no one can control himself. In the principle of Tri Danda found in the Karmakanda, the Indra Danda, Vajra Danda, Brahma Danda are combined with the Jiva Danda. Ishvara richa matra ishvara se jane kena bangi lena danda jani bake mane. Only the Supreme Lord knows the will of the Supreme Lord. How will I know why he broke the danda? Said Vrindavan Das. Nityananda gyata gorachandrera antar nityanandereo Jani Sri Gaurasundara. Nityananda knows the mind of Gaurachandra, and Sri Gaurasundara knows the mind of Nityananda. Juge Juge Dui Bhai Sri Rama Lakshman Tunhara Antara Dhone Jani Anukshan. In every yuga, Krishna Balaram appear as brothers, Ram Lakshman. They know each other's mind. Ek vastu dui bhaga bhakti bujaite Gaurachandra jani sabe Nityananda hoite. That the one Lord has become two to teach devotional service. One can know Gaurachandra only through Nityananda. Balarama viranya chaitanyara danda bhangibari parehena keache prachanda. Who other than Balaram is powerful enough to break Lord Chaitanya's danda? Sakala bhujhaya chale Sri Gaurasundare Jai jana ye marma se jana suke tare. Sri Gaurasundara taught everyone by this pretext. Anyone who understands this truth is easily delivered. Danda bangi nityananda achena vasya shanike jagarananda mililasya. After breaking the danda and sitting there, shortly later, Jagananda returned to Nityananda. Bhagna danda deki maha haila vismita antre Jagananda haila chintita. Jagananda was greatly astonished seeing the broken danda. He felt very apprehensive at heart. Varta jignasena danda bhangi lika ke Nityananda bale danda dari like a jay. Jagananda said, who broke the danda? Nityananda said, he who held it. Abhanara danda prabhu bhangi apane tenra danda bhangi teki pare anya jane. Nitai continued, the Lord broke his own danda. Who else is capable of breaking it? Tomorrow we'll find out the reply in response of Lord Gauranga when he found out that Nittai broke his danda.